Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, 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 welcome. My name is Master Mirva Ingeri, and I'm very excited to welcome you to today's live blog talk radio show. I don't get to do live shows very often. And today is an opportunity for that, and I'm very, very grateful and excited to connect with you. Wherever you are listening to this from, wherever you are connecting with me and with us from, so today our topic is emotional balance and emotional harmony, and how to deal with those situations that are perhaps sometimes intense, sudden, surprising, volatile even, and more. There's often intense emotional situations that can happen, and many people struggle with them. Friday night, this past Friday, I had an opportunity to teach a healing evening on anger and any different variations from that. It is a topic that often doesn't get talked about a lot. Many people don't feel comfortable talking about it. The mere word anger, many people avoid. And so we have many mindsets and attitudes about it. Oftentimes, we have many other emotions, and somehow they are more okay than anger. This is quite fascinating in a way, but these are some of the collective mindsets perhaps that we have about anger, that somehow it is less acceptable. But then there are other big emotions also. Sometimes it can be fear, sometimes very intense worry, sometimes we just feel shocked. And underneath that shock, there is something else that is happening.
Love my heart and soul.
Hello and welcome. This is Master Merva. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to this live blog talk radio show. It is fascinating how many blockages that I've had today in connecting to this radio show. Today's show is about emotional balance and emotional harmony in the day-to-day life. Very, very often, we come across situations and challenges in our interactions with other people, in our response to life, for example, news that we receive, and so forth. These are situations that can be sometimes be surprising, unexpected, and even shocking. And sometimes we don't know how to respond. Sometimes we don't know what to do. What often happens is we stay with the emotion. We stay with the intensity of the situation. So this helps for that to grow. Some of the basic principles that many spiritual teachers and teachings teach is what we focus on grows. So when we keep talking about what happened, how we're feeling, and when we keep focusing on the emotion, that is where all of our focus energy is going. Therefore, that magnifies, that is being amplified. So what to do instead? I will be so delighted to go through a practice today with you. Master Shah, Dr. and Master Shah, who is my beloved spiritual teacher, teaches very simple, very effective, and quick four power techniques. So I would like to lead you today through a practice, a self-healing practice that you can apply in those situations. The trick is to remember when we are in these situations that, hey, there is something I can do. I can help to move this charge. I can help to shift how I am feeling. The word emotion comes from Latin word ex movere. This means energy moving out. So emotions really are energy. They are a charge that has formed and built inside us. So when we use techniques that help to shift and dissipate that charge, the intensity of the emotion can be diffused. So this will be the technique that we will go through today. So I'd like to invite you to now think about, reflect upon your past week or past month, for example, and choose a situation or a relationship, a person, a topic that you were one way or another feeling intense emotions about. Whether that was sadness, fear, anxiety, depression, anger, irritation, short-tempered, whatever the case may be. Just use one example, one situation as an example, so you can get the hang of it, what to do. Perhaps there is nothing that comes to your mind, into your awareness right now, then maybe choose a relationship that may be challenging in your life. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And call that situation, that moment, that relationship to come and be with you right now. You can call the soul of the other person if there is another person involved. The first power is body power. The second is mind power. The body power and mind power both embody the message that where we will place them is where the energy goes. Body power is about how we place our hands and body, in what position, and that is where the energy goes. So I would like to invite you to please sit up straight without leaning on the back of your chair or sofa. Sit upright, roll your shoulders up, back, and down, so your body can be open and free. Place your right hand on your navel and your left hand directly opposite that. So your body, your lower abdominal cavity is sort of sandwiched between your palms. Closing your eyes, bringing all your focus, your attention down into this abdominal cavity. Bring your attention here. Breathe gently without forcing. Allow the inhalation to open and expand. And the exhalation to let down and relax. Wonderful. The more you can relax and let down, the more the energy will start to flow freely. Now visualize golden light inside this abdominal cavity area. Or you can use purple light, rainbow light, whatever color light works for you. Visualize, imagine, or think this light coming in from every direction. It is forming a beautiful light ball that is powerful, strong. It is grounding you, solidifying you. Relax and expand. Soul power is the highest power, the most effective, the one that carries most power. Soul power is to say hello. And we're going to say hello to our very own soul. As our own soul has a lot of power to heal you, to transform any aspect of your life. This is what most of us are unfamiliar with. So I'm going to lead us, if you allow me, to say hello to our very own soul. You simply need to repeat the sentences after me. You can do so silently or out loud. Here we go. Dear my beloved body soul, I love you, honor you, appreciate you, deeply respect you. Could you please help me to balance my emotional body, harmonize my emotional body, dissipate any negative emotions, and you can name what the emotion is, anger, sadness, grief, worry, whatever it is. Please diffuse this, transform this into peace, patience, love, light, and more. Thank you so very much. Finally, the sound power is to sing healing sounds or mantras. We are going to sing a song and a mantra that has 5 lines. Very simple. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. I will sing it first so you can hear the tune, and then you can join me as we will sing it a few times. This song carries a very high frequency for healing and life transformation. So the more we sing it, more it changes and transforms our frequency and that of the intense or negative emotion. Breathe continuously, gently in and out. Focus in that area inside your lower abdomen. Think, visualize, or imagine that light. So you can listen first and then join me. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. And now join with me.
I love my heart and soul.
Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony.
I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together.
Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony.
I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together.
Love, peace, and harmony.
love, peace, and harmony. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. And again, breathe in, visualize the light. Open, expand, relax. And lay it down. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony, love, peace, and harmony. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Open your heart wider, wider, and wider. Breathe in. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Now you sing silently, and I'll sing very softly just to support you. I love my heart and soul. Breathe in and out and swallow all the way down inside that space between your palms. Breathe in and out. And observe for a moment or two, observe how you are feeling. Observe and witness for yourself, what did you experience during that singing? Everybody experiences things differently. There is no predefined outcome. Now I would like to offer each of you a divine soul healing blessing to transform this even further. I will use my soul song for this blessing, as well as a divine healing transmission that I have received called Divine Healing Hands. You can make a specific request, or you can simply say to the divine whatever is appropriate, because ultimately the divine actually knows better than we do as to exactly what we need the most. So open your heart and soul to receive this divine soul healing blessing however is appropriate for you right now, for your highest divine good. Open your heart and soul. Like an affirmation at the end. So we will close the practice together by saying three times how and three times thank you. How. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to your own soul. Thank you to the divine and divine healing hands. And thank you to all the souls who joined us. We are so very, very grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How are you feeling now? What was your experience during the practice? What was your experience during the blessing? Take a moment to reflect and witness for yourself. Because every experience every healing blessing is a different experience. And everyone is different, and everyone's journey is different. Therefore, the healing blessing outcome is between the divine and each of you individually. Divine healers, like myself, are just the vehicles and vessels for the divine to come and offer his blessings to you. So therefore, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what your experience was. I hope this practice was useful. I hope you enjoyed the blessing. Next week, we will cover a different aspect of the emotional balance and harmony of the day-to-day life and how to apply soul power, soul wisdom, and what it is like to experience the power of a divine healing power. Divine healing hands is a healer transmission and a healer training program that anybody can apply to receive and receive the training when you are ready. Master Shah is making this available and accessible to us and offers this opportunity and training for us. When you are ready, you can apply and join the training program also. The next opportunities in Melbourne and Sydney are at the end of this month of November. It's a 3-day training program, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 25th, 6th, and 7th. Perhaps now you are more aware of what has taken place for you. Sometimes it takes a little practice to observe oneself, what is happening internally and externally. Please share. You can comment here on Blog Talk Radio program, or you can comment on Facebook, for example. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your experience. And I would love to be able to serve you more and better. This is the end of our time together today. I look forward to joining you again next week. And all going well, without any technical difficulties, we will be back on the usual time at 12 noon Australian Eastern Time. I wish you a wonderful, blessed rest of the day and week. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.